Good morning, people. It's the 19th of January and it's a bright sunny morning here in Chennai. How's it going, people? 19th of January and you're listening to Ashwin Chabria's News on the Go, giving you a roundup of world news in 3 to 4 minutes. Baba Ramdev beats Olympic medalist 12-0 or 12-0 is what they call it. I'm not too sure how they address the zero in wrestling. But yes, Indian yoga guru Baba Ramdev defeated Beijing Olympic silver medal-winning Ukrainian wrestler. His name is Andriy Stadnik, 12-0 in an exhibition match in the second season of the Pro Wrestling League on Wednesday. Ramdev performed a Surya Namaskar and chanted Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Vande Mataram before the bout. Stadnik surrendered 2 minutes into the exhibition bout. On the news today, Tamil Nadu CM to meet Prime Minister Modi to seek ordinance allowing the Jallikattu. Boris Johnson finishes his first official Indian visit. Theresa May talks business at Davos. 2016 was the hottest year on record. Venezuela authorities bring out new currency notes and coins. And last interesting piece is that the Kenyan MP urges women to withhold sex to encourage men voting. We'll come to that. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister to meet Prime Minister Modi to seek ordinance allowing Jallikattu. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister O Paneerselvam will meet Narendra Modi on Thursday to seek an ordinance allowing traditional bull taming sport Jallikattu in the state. Tomorrow morning, I will call on the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and urge him to promulgate an ordinance to conduct Jallikattu. Hence, I appeal to all protesters to give up their allegations, Paneerselvam said. There's been a lot of protests all across the city, mostly in Marina Beach, where the almost a lack of people assembled yesterday to protest against the Supreme Court's ban on this sport. Boris Johnson finishes his first official Indian visit. The UK Foreign Minister heads to Kolkata for the last leg of his two-day trip, meeting with West Bengal's Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Johnson wants to forge a free trade deal with India as his country leaves the European Union. Theresa May talks business at Davos. The UK Prime Minister will outline her Brexit plans and reportedly meet with Wall Street bosses who have threatened to ditch London as their European headquarters. 2016 was the hottest year on record. That makes 3 years in a row on record setting temperatures, with last year averaging about 1.2 degrees Celsius hotter than the late 1800s. Temperatures in 2017 are likely to dip due to the absence of the El Nino weather pattern, but will still be in the top five. Venezuela authorities authorized new currency notes and coins. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro on Monday authorized new bank notes ranging from 500 to 20,000 bolivars to deal with the soaring inflation in the country. Notably, inflation in Venezuela is expected to reach 1,600% this year. Last piece, you might find this interesting. A Kenyan MP urges women to withhold sex to encourage voting. Kenyan MP Michi Mboko has asked country women to withhold sex from their husbands until they register as voters for the upcoming presidential elections. Mboko said that sex was a powerful weapon and would encourage reluctant men to rush to register as voters. The deadline for voting registration is February 17th, with the national election scheduled to take place in August. It's an interesting take on how to get people to vote. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 19th of January, you guys have a great day. Hope you're enjoying your daily dose of news with your personal news read, Ashwin Chavria. In the background, I'm leaving you with Don't Stop by Anish Sood and Charlie Sputnik.